Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. There's nothing so beautifully green as the garden washed up after a good rain. Get some tickets to enjoy it at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Dog Walking Sunday is coming up, so make your reservations soon. The waning days of the Soar Tropical Butterfly exhibit is here, but there's plenty of native butterflies to see. Head into the Pollination Garden where you'll be delighted at the aerial acrobatic antics of the scores of butterflies flitting from flower to flower. And amazingly, the rainstorm over the last weekend did not do damage to the fabulous flower display. For those of you that come to the garden regularly, the display being put on by the flowers and native butterflies is the best I have ever seen. It's like walking into a painting. If you wander from the Pollination Garden into the lower meadow, it's wonderful to see the colorful blooms on the Moreton Bay chestnut tree. This year is about triple the amount of blooms from last year. Throughout the garden, the pink lady lilies are blooming. These wonderful lilies are also known as naked lady lilies because the stems pop up about a foot and a half tall, then the flowers before any of the leaves appear. These wonderful members of the amaryllis family, along with the crinium lilies, have been blooming all over the garden for the last few weeks, and you can find them in both shady and sunny spots. If you regret missing the puyas that bloomed earlier this season, you are in luck. Just walk past the tram stop to see one very late flower spike coming up on the sapphire puya over to the right in the beginning of the aloe and agave collection just below the greenhouse. These stunning sapphire blue flowers with the hot orange anthers are a magnet for bees and hummingbirds. Puyas are a terrestrial bromeliad native to the Chilean Andes, which likes our semi-arid climate. It's stunning when it blooms, but this is a plant that's known for not blooming each year. There are other bromeliads worthy of note in the tropical garden on the other side of the cactus collection. While bromeliads do grow into a clumping bunch, there is a striking single one to keep your eye on just now. It's a lovely green and white strappy plant about 3 feet tall that's developing an inflorescence about 5 feet tall and still growing. Just past it is a huge clump of bromeliad growing around a tree trunk. You can see that this year's fresh blooms are yellow and orange, and many of last year's spent out blooms that are only yellow are still on the plant. Just next to this big bromeliad bunch is a beautiful elephant ear plant. It's alocasia, also known as taro, and it's grown on many South Seas islands as a staple crop. Walking around the back of the Bohannon Rose Garden toward the Garden of the Senses, there's a wonderful deep purple salvia plant. While not a true giant salvia, these plants are nonetheless 4 feet tall with stunning spires of deep purple flowers. Wandering out the back of the Garden of the Senses, you see a lovely white orchid tree is blooming. There's a whole stand of blooming white orchid trees on the right, just across from the southern magnolia trees, if you walk down Lakeview Road. On your way there, see the lovely lavender bougainvillea that grows into the tree at the corner of Tram Road and Canyon Lane. Also notice the chautauqua trees that are blooming across from the overlook and in many other places around the garden. Also blooming throughout the garden is the honeysuckle that's planted along the walkways as a bordering plant. If you know the big bronze loquat tree along Tram Road at the Aloe Collection, turn down the path across Tram Road from there, and you can see a hidden tangle of ginger that's beginning to bloom. This is Kahili ginger, or haticum. It's a sweetly scented, bright yellow and orange tower of flowers that absolutely fills the air with its scent. A lovely stop-off at the end of your walk is the Ida Drapkin Fuchsia Garden. Miss Strapkin was a local fuchsia hybridizer and the original force behind our fuchsia house here at the garden. There are lovely fuchsias to see, but also stop off at the koi pond where you might see some hot red dragonflies and the powdery alligator flag flowers. These plants are covered with a white powder that helps to retard the water, but they are not just pretty. Their real value is in naturally breaking down or removing excess pollutants from the water. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.